Our guest today is Chancellor of the City Colleges of Chicago. He oversees Chicago's community college system, serving more than 80,000 students across seven colleges. Our guest today is a community college graduate himself, earning his associate degree from Moraine Valley Community College. He also earned his bachelor's degree from Illinois Wesleyan University and a master's degree in urban planning from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Our guest today has been nationally recognized for his outstanding work, most recently as a MacArthur Fellow, one of the most prestigious innovation prizes in the United States. And he is so smart that he has his parents with him today, Carmen and Daniel Salgado, here from San Rosa, California. Stand up, give them a round of applause. Thank you, City Club of Chicago, welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, Juan Salgado. Juan, you're on. Yeah.
Since I got such a warm welcome, I do want to share that, you know, when our city works at its best, we cheer each other on and we support each other in every way. And so, first of all, I want to thank you, Jay, thank the City Club for the invitation, the opportunity to speak with you today. Your presence here today, this afternoon, is a testament to how important City Colleges of Chicago is as an institution for our city, as an institution for our students. I want to share some gratitude. I want to start by thanking our Board of Trustees, some of the Board of Trustees that are here today. I've had the privilege of working in a very short period of time with one incredible chair, Dr. Middleton, Chuck Middleton, who was at Roosevelt University, who shepherded me on in my first few months, who ran a very a strong interview process with great integrity, and who then handed it over to our new chair, Dr. Walter Massey. And Chair Massey he deserves a big round of applause. You know, Chair Massey is an incredible role model, an incredible partner, someone that I learn from every day, and someone who challenges me every day. For those of you who don't know Chair Massey is the former president of Morehouse College. He was the chancellor of the School of the Art Institute. Yes, we have some folks from the Art Institute here. The scientist, he's the former head of the National Science Foundation. There's not a place in this city that I go to now that Dr. Walter Massey isn't there making some kind of formidable impact. And we are so fortunate to have him at City College. I want to thank Mayor Emanuel for making the appointment of Dr. Walter Massey to our board of directors. But I also want to thank the other board members, several of them who are here. Vice Chair Beth Swanson, who was mentioned before, Claudia Sol Duque, who's our secretary, and I thought Trustee Tellman was going to be here, but she is. Hi, Trustee Tellman, Deborah Tellman, who's back there. I really appreciate your time, your energy, your enthusiasm, and the talents and expertise. You make us smarter, right? And you make us better, okay? When I took this job a little over a year ago now, I told the mayor that I would build upon the good work that had already been done by the leadership, the faculty, the staff, mostly from our students. They put the effort in every day. I was going to add some things, but I was going to more than anything build upon what was already done. The work that was done before I arrived is pretty formidable and laid a strong foundation. I want to mention one piece in particular, which is our work with Chicago Public Schools. You know, Mayor talks about this a lot. When the mayor came in, there were only 300 students taking advantage of dual credit, dual enrollment opportunities in public schools in partnership with Chicago Public Schools. We are now up to more than 4,500 students in dual credit, dual enrollment. It takes a level of tenacity and commitment, you know, to make sure that these two institutions work together. So I want to thank Mary Emanuel for that. But more than that, I want to thank him for the opportunity to be able to execute the Chicago Star Scholarship Program. And I want you to know that from my perspective, and I'm sure that from yours as well, the Star Scholarship is a real game changer. It is a real game changer for students, for families, for our city. It ensures that if you're a CPS student, you work hard, you get a B average, you're college ready or near college ready, you can come to City Colleges of Chicago. You have 3 years to complete your 2 years of coursework, and you get that for free, no cost. You've earned it, right? You've earned that opportunity through your hard work. 72% of those Star Scholars, this is the first in their family to go on to college, right? And we know what that means, right? When the first goes on with the right supports, we know that the others are watching, right? And so, look, there's no other city in the country that has something so similar to what we have. And by the way, we include dreamers. The mayor's been very clear. This is for any student that gets a B average, that's a resident of our city that has gone through Chicago public schools. And so, but you know, Star Scholarship is more than a scholarship. It's a motivator. You know, when you think about a ninth grade student in Bronzeville, knowing that working hard guarantees them a tuition-free college experience, gives them one extra motivator to ensure that he keeps his grades up at Kenwood Academy. When you think about an undocumented student in back of the arts, they can bank on Star. She can bank on her hard work funding college as she navigates what we all know is a pretty uncertain path. And so Star is a way for teachers and principals, for parents, for all of us that support our students to ensure that they get that right start in the ninth grade. Because as the consortium, you know, has put out in their research, the best predictor of a B average in 12th grade is, of course, a B average in ninth grade. It's 90% predictor, right? And so we need our students to start off strong. And so this isn't just a scholarship. This is about us as a city making a promise to our students. And I'll share with you that the one thing we know for sure, right, is that no matter who the parent is and where they live, they want the best for their children. I was at Cook County Jail not long ago, and the men there want the best for their children. No matter where that parent is, they want the best for his children. The interesting thing is those children want to help their families. And Star Scholarship gives our students the opportunity to say to their parents, I'm going to do my part, you know, so that we together can rise. And so I think it's real clear to people in this city, but I want to make sure it's clear. The Star Scholarship wasn't City College's idea. This was our mayor's idea. He said, find a way, and we have. And we've learned along the way the power of this scholarship in all of its dimensions. And that's what I want to talk to you today about. I want to talk about how we continue to offer our students challenges and opportunities that put them on a path to careers and upward mobility. Because when we do, we've seen it time and again, they rise to the occasion. I come to this work, as was shared before, after 20 years of doing work in developing communities. And I'm a son of parents, you know, you met just a few minutes ago, who used community college to send I and five other siblings, there's six in our family, all through some sort of post-secondary education. We didn't all get a bachelor's degree. By the way, the person that's doing the best economically didn't get a bachelor's degree. She ran her own daycare business. She's pretty good at caring for kids. So everybody comes to her. She's the oldest and the wisest, right? in some respect, but some of us went on to get bachelor's degrees and master's degrees, right? We celebrated our paths, no matter what they were, and we supported each other, no matter what those paths were. So I believe that we all are here, and those of us that aren't here, we all want to live in a city where we can get a good job, where we can raise a family, where we can buy a home, where we can generate some wealth. We all want every child, every young adult, every resident to envision their place in this city's economy, but not just see it, actually realize it. That's what we want for our city. And so I'm energized here to be your chancellor because this institution, City Colleges of Chicago, has so much promise and so much potential to actually help people across our city and all 77 of our communities and every one of our blocks to realize, you know, their full inclusion in our economy and their full inclusion in our society. To fulfill that promise, one of the things we have to do is improve our core competencies, and we have to build new muscles. I view my role as chancellor as a connector, and in that role, we must be and we will be a reliable and responsive partner. We want to be the first partner families and high school students think of when planning for college. We want to be the first partner four-year colleges think of when seeking transfer students, and the first partner Chicago employers seek out when they are looking for talent. I'm building the City Colleges of Chicago's capacity to partner, and it starts with the most important relationship of them all. It starts with our relationship with Chicago Public Schools. And I have to tell you that I get real worked up when I think about our relationship with Chicago Public Schools. One of the reasons I get worked up is because of this phenomenal leader that I get the opportunity to work with, that I get the opportunity to learn from, that I get the opportunity to share in a vision with. We are incredibly fortunate in this city, as Jay said, to have Janice Jackson on as our leader, and we need to ensure at every moment that we are there to support her and to support our students in the Chicago Public Schools. So I want to thank Janice for being here with me today, but, you know, equally important for being with me from day one, right? And for your wisdom and for your partnership. You know, when Janice and I first met, we committed to having the strongest relationship that City Colleges and Chicago Public Schools have ever had. And I will tell you, walk with confidence that that is happening in our city, and that that will occur in our city. And I actually believe that you won't see a large public school district and a community college district in this country that will work harder, smarter than our partnership, that will produce more results and more impact from it. And so we both care tremendously about this city. And it's important to note that nearly half of CPS graduates go on to a two-year college within a few years from graduation. And most of those, overwhelmingly, over 90%, come through City College of Chicago. So in so many respects, CPS students are our students, right? They're our families' children, right? Whether they're in high school or whether they're in college. And so while our partnership with CPS starts at the top, there's all kinds of layers that work together. And I want to recognize everybody here. You know, many thanks go out to City College's faculty and CPS teachers who work hand in hand to ensure our students get a consistent quality experience in the classroom. And so that's why this year, you know, we wanted to double down in making sure that we're being supportive to CPS and find new ways of working together. One new way this year is we launched a new post-secondary navigator program to support the Learn, Plan, Succeed initiative. These navigators, these are City College's employees. They're working in CPS high schools. They're offering students help developing plans for life after high school. And we're doing this whether these are going to be City College students or not. You know, this is so important. It's not about us. It's about those students and their proper plan for the future. And so while City Colleges has a very unique role and responsibility, and we accept that role, you know, this is really a responsibility I think we all share. And that's why Mayor Emanuel, Janice, and I, we've begun to ask other partners, many in this room, to contribute their own expertise and resources to a citywide navigator network that supports our students in making the proper college choices for themselves. As a city, we should be able to ensure that every CPS graduate leaves high school with their own personalized post-secondary plan. That's eminently doable. I also want to point out another new thing that we've done. You know, we believe that high school students also deserve the opportunity to earn marketable credentials, relevant skills and credentials, as soon as they are ready to earn them. In light of that, we started something called the Jumpstart to Jobs Initiative. Jumpstart to Jobs creates pathways for CPS high school students to earn college-level career credentials at no cost to them. High school students earn certificates in A+, AutoCAD, banking, basic nurse's assistant, early child education, forklift, human development and family sciences, logistics, and welding, so that they can get a job that launches them on to their careers. Jumpstart to Jobs is an extension of what we've been doing in the early college space for students that are still in high school. And I want to point out that this year, more than 300 CPS students graduated already through our dual credit and dual enrollment program, already having earned a semester's worth of college credit while they graduate from, as they graduate from high school. That's a significant savings to their parents and worth applause to those students and those high schools and our faculty that have had make that happen. But I want to point out there were also 19 students who graduated this month with their high school diplomas and their associate's degrees. All right? Okay, check this out, okay? In fact, ironically, our graduations are first. So they got their associate's degree before they got their high school diploma, okay? You know, in this world, you know, many things are possible when we ideate and create. So, but I want to point out one such student that's here today, Summer Baptiste. Summer, I'm asking you to stand so everybody knows who you are, okay? Summer just graduated from Kenwood Academy. She already has an associate's degree from Harold Washington College. This fall, she's heading to Emory University to study math. And because she took advantage of this initiative, this partnership, you know, she's saved, she's accelerated, and by the way, she's done the work that she was already capable of doing. You see, you know, from our perspective, we've had Summer and her colleagues, talented college-ready students, in our classrooms for years. But what we're doing now is meeting them where they're at. And if they're ready for college, we've got to be ready for them. So our challenge is to ensure these opportunities are there for every student that is ready for them, period. And that's what we're working for. We are also comprehensive community colleges. Every one of our 7 colleges has a robust offering of core coursework required to transfer to a 4-year university. That's what makes Summer's experience, you know, possible. There are no limits for any one of our students. We know they have boundaryless potential, and we've seen it realized. Our certifications, our associate's degrees are stackable, allowing students to earn a degree, gain a job, go out into the job market, make some money, come back, continue to advance, or simply learn and advance on a 4-year university. There's a lot of options in our system. The institutions that help us to make sure that that boundaryless potential gets realized are our 4-year universities. And some of them are here today. And I want to, you know, point out that, you know, our work with these 4-year universities have realized some pretty important results. Nearly half of City College students transfer to bachelor's degree programs within 2 years of graduation from CCC. Our four-year university partners are increasingly seeking out City College students because they know our students are prepared, they're eager, they're mature, and by the way, they're graduating at such higher rates that they improve those colleges and universities' own metrics. And so since 2011, the number of graduates transferring annually has increased by more than 120%. That's really phenomenal. So we're going to continue to build better and better agreements, ensuring that we're maximizing the number of credits that can actually transfer over, and also, you know, asking those university partners and their supporters to look to scholarshiping students coming from two-year universities to our four-year universities. We think that's a wise investment. This year, by the way, we signed the first guaranteed admissions agreement with the University of Illinois system, right? So those students who meet the criteria to enroll in UI system programs at any one of the three campuses, they have that same sort of college promise that we talked about with STAR. All they have to do is get the entrance requirement grades, take the proper courses, and they're in. Okay? And now our students can plan, and their families can plan for their future much better. At the same time, our STAR scholarship students benefit from a network of four-year colleges and universities that are there to support them. We're up to 21 transfer partners in the STAR scholarship initiative, and they've actually helped to discount and provide scholarships totaling $3 million to date. So let's give them a big round of applause. I can't point them all out, but I'm going to give a few examples. UIC is one of our biggest and strongest four-year partners, as well as our first STAR partner, the first one that signed up to the STAR Transfer Partnership, the Loyola team. You know, Loyola team has always been at the head of providing financial support, scholarships, you know, for our STAR students. The DePaul team, who is increasingly looking to tap into City Colleges and is beginning to dream big, think big about how we might be able to do that. And thanks to Northwestern as well. Northwestern, which has been clear as any one of our partners that our students can and will compete and do well at Northwestern. Last year they accepted four City Colleges students on full rides or near full rides, and this year they accepted five more. And so we've got a pathway to any institution in this city. We've got pathways to many institutions across the country. And we're very pleased. And we want to make sure that everybody knows our students are prepared for a multiplicity of careers. But you know what? Academics, you know, how many people in this room, you know, obviously you all have a career and you all have a job and you all have an income, right? So that's why, it's a big reason why we do education, right? And so we can't stop at academic preparation. The finish line for us has to include being a go-to source for employers, a consistent, reliable source of value-added talent to help businesses grow. And we've come a long way with employers. We got so much more to go. And today I'm going to talk to you about what we want to do to get where we need to get to. So, many of you know, it's worth repeating, each of our colleges is a center of excellence in a high-demand field. We work, our faculty and staff work with teams at our employer partners to ensure that our curriculum, our facilities are all aligned to where demand will be in the economy. And with employer feedback, City Colleges has developed a new Malcolm X College, complete with a virtual hospital. We look forward to, by this time next year, completing or opening a new transportation, distribution, and logistics center at Olive Harvey, 100,000 square foot facility, growing industry, and an engineering and advanced manufacturing center at Daly College. These three investments total over $400 million that we're putting in to make sure we're at the forefront of relevancy for our students to be competitive. Despite that, I believe we need a bigger, bolder challenge. I believe we must close the gap between education and work. Let me tell you What do I mean by that? Chicago's own Penny Pritzker co-chaired a new Council on Foreign Relations report that calls for a new workforce model, a model in which employers don't just compete for talent, but help to develop the pipeline of talent they need, a model in which businesses work with community colleges and each other to create work-based learning opportunities. We've heard from countries like Germany and Switzerland about the power of integrating work and education. And in these countries, employers have trailblazed and systems like City Colleges and CPS have responded. Work-based learning, whether apprenticeships, internships, or other models, must extend beyond the traditional fields of healthcare and education. Work-based learning, and let me emphasize, that paves the way for students to start their careers in some of the highest performing companies in our city, to build professional networks, on-the-job experience, and start on the path to wealth. We live in the age of student debt. We need to turn that around into the age of student wealth. And I believe work-based learning is an important ingredient, because work-based learning lowers barriers for students, affording them the schedule and peace of mind to complete their education and advance their careers. Talk to any one of our students about what they go through to persist in college, and you'll understand the importance of a predictable schedule for both work and education. But work-based learning delivers value for employers who build longer, more trusting, and lasting relationships with their employee pipeline. And look, you don't have to listen to me about how valuable these experiences are for both students and employers. This room is full of people and organizations that will testify about their success already. You know, when we think about our city, we all love our city, but this city is the best when it makes big plans, when it puts out big, important goals. And I believe in work-based learning, we have an opportunity to be the first. We have an opportunity to be the best, a national exemplar in how we build these opportunities. So I'm challenging our team, I'm challenging us, I'm asking you to be a part of this challenge. We should have at least half of City College's completers, degrees completers, certificate completers, boot camp completers, so more than 4,000 of our students take advantage of meaningful work-based learning opportunities aligned to their chosen career. It's eminently doable in this city, and yet we haven't gotten it done. It's time to get it done. I know our business, I know our policymakers, our funders, our faculty, our staff in Chicago is ready for this opportunity. I mostly know our students are ready, more than ready, for this opportunity. And that's why we got to move at a different speed. You know, the time of the past is not the time of now. Times have changed. Time moves faster. Our students are ready to contribute now. There's no reason why we shouldn't act now. So over the next 3 months, City Colleges will convene many of you as partners in planning to make this happen. We've got to offer our students these opportunities. They're proven they'll rise to the challenge. And this, by the way, when realized, helps us to achieve our goals of being an inclusive city, a city where every kid in this city can dream of any occupation that's being created in and around them. But you know, I want to give credit where credit is due. You know, I'm standing here talking about work-based learning, not because I walked in thinking this was the big thing that I was going to do as chancellor. No, it was because in my first early days, I ran into visionary leaders from our business community. I went to an event at Aon, and Aon was the first, and I want the Aon team. Is anybody from the Aon team? If you're from the Aon team, please stand if you're from the Aon team. Please stand for a minute, you know, because you represent. You know, it was the Aon team that started with our first apprenticeship initiative that's grown now to 41 student apprentices. They looked across their business and realized someone working towards an associate's degree would be just as effective as someone who has a bachelor's degree. Now we've got 41 highly motivated, hardworking City College students as Aon employees. And when you listen to their stories, You just can't help to be inspired about the possible. Not just the student stories, the Aon employee stories, right? But it's not just Aon. I know, Jim's here with Accenture. Accenture has also been someone who's inspired inspired our college community, Accenture. And I want you guys, please stand up for a minute so everybody knows who you are. I know you guys don't like to do this, right? You know? But you know, Accenture recently made offers to 27 City Colleges students for apprenticeships for the upcoming school year, building off a very successful internship model that they had done with us. And you know, this is very much worth noting, but this year, Accenture will hire more students from City Colleges to entry-level positions in Chicago than from any other university. Okay? Rush University Medical Center has also been an invaluable partner in the development of our campus at Malcolm X College. But they aren't just a health services institution. They have needs in IT and finance and logistics and food service. You know, Rush will soon start their own apprenticeship program in these areas as well. Aon, Accenture, Rush, they've launched something called the Chicago Apprenticeship Network. They have a goal to reach 1,000 apprenticeships in the next 5 years. McDonald's, Walgreens, Pepsi, United Airlines, Edelman, Northwestern, University of Chicago Hospitals, there are more, it's growing, have all raised their hand to provide meaningful work-based learning experience. Chicago, I'm really confident that the apprenticeship network will go to 1,000. I'm confident Chicago will rise to this work-based learning challenge. I'm confident that more than half of our students will be in those workplaces, getting a leg up, getting experience that they need. I'm confident because we're not going to do this alone. We've got a lot of partners here that can help us make it happen. Chicago Work Partnership. You know, this is a partnership that, you know, between the Chicago Workforce Partnership and City Colleges, we're the two largest workforce development entities in this city. And we're going to work together. Karen Norton Reeves and I are going to work. Is she out here, Karen? Thank you, Karen. Karen and I are going to work very closely together. By the way, we already have two centers. We just opened one in Truman College so that we can align our work and connect more. And she works with a whole host of community-based entities that can provide lots of student supports, that can do things that sometimes City Colleges is not best suited to do. So Skills for Chicagoland's Future has helped to recruit companies and students into the pipeline through their Beyond the Diploma initiative, and we thank them for their efforts. 1 Million Degrees provides invaluable guidance to close to 600 students in all 7 of our colleges and is our partner in our Aon apprenticeship, ensuring that those students are successful. And Europe is taking residence at Harold Washington College and bringing its unique curriculum and partnership to ensure hundreds more students will get paid internship opportunities along with the skills and support they need. So I want to share with you a story about a 21-year-old South Chicago native. And I myself grew up not too far away from Sam Villalobos. Where are you at, Sam? You in the room? Sam, how you doing today? I'm sure you're doing well. You know why he's doing well? Sam's doing well because he's now a senior investment operations analyst at Northern Trust Bank. How's that? Sam earned his associate's degree debt-free from Harold Washington College as a Star Scholar this past fall. He's been working at the bank for nearly 2 years, and he's this fall going to be transferring over to Governor State University, and I believe they have tuition reimbursement at Northern Trust, so you're going to tap into that as well. So these pathways are real. That's why Sam, when I said, how you doing? He said, well, right? Of course he's going to say well. All right. Thank you, Sam, for your inspiration. Every time we've seen students provided opportunities, we've seen them rise to the occasion. That's who our students are. That's just who they are. So I said earlier we want to be responsive to employers. We want to meet the business, specific business needs that you have and match our students to that. And we're not just talking, we're acting in real time. I want to give you an example. We're pioneering a boot camp model in our continuing education division to get our programs up and running more quickly, to get students the skills they need, employees the talent they need faster. You know, Mayor Emanuel, when he came in, said, we've got to meet this need in cybersecurity. Got the Department of Defense to get us some know-how and some program being information. I will tell you that, you know, from the moment last year that I got in to now, we have not only piloted a boot camp program, but we are now expanding that program to Kennedy, from Wright College, where we began it, to Kennedy King and Harrell Washington. By this time next year, we'll be at 5 colleges, and we would have gone from 0 students in cybersecurity to 200 students in cybersecurity, all getting work-based learning at places like Allstate, ComEd, Protiviti Consulting, at other places like TrustWave, JP Morgan Chase, and the Illinois Medical District that are partnering with us. So what I want you to know is that when our students are supported, they succeed. When they come to our wellness centers, they're retained at a much higher rate, 14 percentage points higher. Those using our disability access centers, they retain at 5 to 16 percentage points higher. We increased our partnership with the Chicago Housing Authority. And I don't know if Eugene's in the room today, but Eugene Jones has supported his residents by supporting their pathway through City Colleges Chicago. And so, but the supports sometimes aren't just on campus. They're about overall needs that our students have. And so we are now at all 7 of our colleges, we have mobile food pantries in partnership with the Greater Chicago Food Depository. We've created an emergency fund to ensure that when our students have a little bit of a barrier, they're able to tap into this one-time support. And we've also started to bring our programming into communities. At Truman College, we've begun to take our early child education to into communities in partnership with community-based organizations like Logan Square Neighborhood Association, Austin Coming Together, and Chicago Commons. Students earning credit in their communities. And so from my perspective, when we set out challenges and we create the proper supports, our students rise to the occasion. And City College itself, you know, also has faced some challenges. I don't want to belabor the points, right? But I think it's really important to share that as a system, we've seen ourselves with a serious financial challenge. We've been able to overcome, right? We've had to sell our building, but we didn't sell our building just because it was cash opportunity. We sold our building because we could take 200 employees and bring them into communities, bring them closer to colleges, but have the wherewithal to be able to make the investments that we need to make in our city. And so to the City College's faculty, staff that are here today, I really want to thank you for your patience and thank you for all the work that you've done in our colleges. I want to talk about enrollment real quick, because City College is on the rise. 3 of 8 colleges that have grown in Illinois, community colleges that have grown, are our own City Colleges of Chicago: Malcolm X, Wilbur Wright, Harrell Washington. And we're seeing very promising results right now as we go forth into the summer semester, and believe that, you know, we're going to do extremely well. But one of the muscles that we want to exercise, I talked about muscles earlier, that we want to exercise is our ability to actually raise resources to do our work. My team and I are building the infrastructure to support greater development efforts, including a robust City Colleges Foundation and Alumni Association under the leadership of Executive Vice Chancellor Eric Lugal. Thank you. Cindy Moelis of the Pritzker Trauber Foundation is here today. She's one of the newest members of our foundation. The Pritzker Trauber Foundation and JP Morgan Chase have been early investors in our efforts to develop responsive, customized workforce programs. Another foundation board member, Nicole Johnson Scales of Fifth Third Bank, is also here today. Fifth Third Bank, the CME Group, Chicago Chicago Community Trust have been foundational partners of our work with the Chicago Public Schools. So with this ambitious foundation board and development team, we will hold our first ever Seven Strong City Colleges Foundation benefit on November 15th. Mayor Emanuel, First Lady Amy Ruhle will be our honorary chairs, and we've had Robin Staines, Martin Carrera, Gary Chico, Helene Gale already sign up to be co-chairs. We welcome anybody else that would like to sign up to be a co-chair in that overall endeavor. But I want to close by making sure that you all know what I'm going to be talking about all day long, and that's our quality programs, our ability to be an asset to the city of Chicago. I'm committed to talking so much about our quality programs, our quality faculty, our quality about environment, about the fact that our nursing program at Malcolm X College boasts a 94% NCLEX passing rate, and that programs like dental hygiene, phlebotomy, and radiography get to see 95% or more of their graduates taking the licensure exam pass that exam. The fact that students can matriculate along that guaranteed pathway to the U of I system. The fact that our students conduct research at Princeton, travel to NASA, and study while working at some of Chicago's most respected firms. At a cost of $1,752 for a full-time load per semester. We must convey our educational value to Chicagoans who have not found a way to connect to the opportunities that are before them. And so I want to ask all of our City College students and graduates here to please stand for a minute and stay standing for a minute. If you're a City College student or graduate, please stand for a minute. I want you to hear a few of the stories. Stay standing, guys, because you are our shining stars, okay? And there are many like you, but you are here today representing the many that are like you. There's Delilah Sampler. Delilah, please say hello. Delilah, are you here in the room? Where you at? Oh, there you are. Okay, good to see you again. Delilah graduated from Sarah E. Good Academy last week with a high school diploma and an associate's degree, and is on her journey. She's got an offer, maybe even two, from IBM, right? And so our students who earn their associate's degree have that choice of entering the workforce, going on a four-year college. Delilah, thank you for all your efforts and your perseverance. There's Omar Cervantes, who earned his associate degree at Harold Washington College, is now working at United Airlines because of our relationship with Europe. There's Ed Richardson, one of the first apprentices I met. I love you, Ed. He's working as a security guard when he found the Aon Apprenticeship Program. And for a year and a half now, he's been working as a reinsurance claim analyst at Aon. He's going to graduate from Harold Washington in December. He's here joined by Aon apprentices Darnell Shelton and Victor Gutierrez. And then there's also Yassine Nenni. Yassine, how you doing again? That's great. Better than ever. He says better than ever because he's now a full-time software engineer analyst at Accenture, something he calls his dream job. And there's Paula Salcedo, who's, yeah, thank you. There's Paula Salcedo. Paula, raise your hand. Paula's a mother, and she rose from our adult education program. She didn't know how to learn English. She didn't know how to speak English. Today, she just graduated valedictorian of Olive Harvey College. Okay? She's transferring on to Governor State. And Zubair Ahmed, a star scholar from Wright College, who's actually headed off to Northwestern. So, you know, let's, again, give our students a round of applause. But there's one more I got to mention. I'm going to say a little bit more about Candace Walker. Because Candace Walker I met on my first day at City Colleges. And this was May 1st. She had been in class since about January, okay? And in about, when she entered the class, she didn't know how to use a tape measure. She's in the carpentry program. Okay, construction. Well, now she is rehabbing houses for a major Chicago development company, supporting her two children, saving money to launch her own real estate business. I'm going to ask you to do three things. Number one, celebrate our students. Celebrate their choices. Celebrate them equally. If you're in a school, if you're in a church, if you're in a home, when a student gets admitted to a prestigious four-year university and a student makes their way through City Colleges, applaud them equally. Please. They've made a smart choice. If you're a business leader, open your doors. Our students don't disappoint. Help us achieve a goal of half of our students being like these students, getting these kinds of opportunities. Chicago, this is something we actually can accomplish, and I don't believe it should take a whole lot of time to do it. Contribute to the foundation that we've created. But don't just contribute to City Colleges. Contribute to CPS, contribute to our partners. My message is simple. Contribute more. Contribute more. If you have it, use it. Use it to invest in the next generation. City Colleges is focused. We're ready to act in real time. We're ready to make real benefits for our students. And we're ready to leverage our partnerships to achieve it. I'm so thankful that you're here today. And I'm so honored and privileged to be able to serve each of you in my capacity as chancellor. Thank you.
Chancellor Salgado. So we have several questions, but we just happen to be kind of out of time. Chancellor had a lot to talk about, and it was all very important. Jack Lavin, my apologies. Did you leave? My apologies, I didn't see you. I saw D.L. Morris, and I also saw Karen Norrington Reese. I'm sorry, you guys. Jay's going to get me for that. I try to be on my game, but I'm not. So I'm not going to get to all these questions. It's just not time. I mean, where else are you guys going to go? It's pouring down rain. Right? Except Juliana can leave. She gets to leave. I called her out on purpose. So I have a plethora of questions, but I'm not going to get to them all.
Sorry.
Just, oh, it's okay. I mean, I think, honestly, I think celebrating these students was far more important than, I mean, you guys can call him and talk to him anytime, right? And giving these students access to this information has been invaluable. Summer, where did you go? Yeah, so Natalia, you see Summer, go talk to her. Natalia is an honor student at Lincoln Park, and she happens to be my assistant's daughter, and she came today, and I think she learned a plethora of things, didn't you? Yeah, so by my calculation, she can kind of go to school for, she's an honor student also, she can go to, yeah, see, get the hookup, see how that works? For free, right, see, Anna? I am going to ask this one question because I think it's hugely interesting. Graham Grady, who is always good for a question, says, if your parents were given the mic, what would they tell you about us? What would they tell us about you? It's close. Work with me on this.
My father said to me when I got a master's degree, you're the last one in the family I thought would get a master's degree. So that's about what they would say. But that's also why I believe in the infinite potential of students, right? Because we don't always see it, right? And I know my parents did, you know, but yeah.
Go with the bit, Graham. Go with the bit, would you? So I think the fact that we've learned, how many of you all knew about all these programs? I was sitting next to Dr. Jackson, so I kind of had a ear to get some more information, but how many of you all already came today knowing about all these programs? So there's like four people in here that knew all the things that were going on. I think the time was certainly well spent. So we can't thank you enough, Chancellor. Now the fun part.